The following episode was recorded before March 2024, and while the content shared is valuable and useful, it features Rob, who is no longer involved in the business.
Hi, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to Natalie Ellis from Boss Babe about Black Friday, Cyber Monday type deals.
Now, when this episode comes to an end, we know you are going to have a bunch of questions that you want to ask and a bunch of things that you want to discuss. So that's why we created a free online community around this podcast to talk about email marketing, the stuff we talk about in these episodes and how it applies to you and your business, because we know your business is different. It's called the Email Marketing Show Community. It's on Facebook. It's totally free to join. It will take but a moment. Just open Facebook, search for the Email Marketing Show Community. You can request to join. We'll get you approved, and then you'll be in there in the next few minutes with us and thousands of other business owners just like you, all working to grow their businesses with email. Just go and search for the Email Marketing Show Community.
He puts enough sugar in a cup of tea so that it doesn't taste like tea anymore. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he is throwing out all of his black coats. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
So, when you make tea, it's probably the single most annoying experience of my entire life. Like when we used to have an office, you used to make tea and not even touch the sides of the cup. You were like playing that game where you got like chink chink. It's so annoying.
It's that irritating sound it makes. I'm trying to save everyone else's ears.
You're very.
Whereas you sound like a brass band when you're making a cup of tea.
Keeping rhythm.
Brass band,
keeping
a rhythm. Steel band.
A brass band.
I got that wrong. I made a mistake. Start again.
Yes, so cultured. So cultured.
So why have you decided to eliminate all black coats from your wardrobe? I know you've been on the hunt for a brown coat recently.
It's because it doesn't go with anything. So every time I go to get my coat, I'm like, I'm wearing blue. I can't wear a black coat with any. I only owned black coats and I don't know anything that goes with a black coat.
You've got a white shirt on. You can wear a white shirt with a black coat.
No, it looks dodgy. Especially when I've got like a nice waistcoat on or something like that.
Oh, well. So you're replacing them all?
I'm slowly replacing them all. Yes, it's good. It's a good time. I mean, also, it's a nice excuse to go around some lovely shops, isn't it? And have a little mooch. Hello, every week on the show, we show you how to make more sales and earn more money from your email subscribers. We talk about email marketing strategy, psychology, tactics, and share what's working right now to make more sales online, making you the email marketing hero of your business. With a brand new episode every email marketing Wednesday. Oh, make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player.
Let's get into it. I'm very excited. Have you got a game for me to play? Have you got a game?
I've got a game for you to play. So we've got Natalie Ellis, our pal Natalie, in the wings. And one of these three things is true about her. Full disclosure, two of these things are bullshit. I made them up about 5 minutes ago. One of them is true, I promise you. Okay, here we go. Rob, your game is to guess which one's true. Did Natalie train as a pilot but flunked pilot school? Did she record a song with Nicki Minaj on her phone, or did she sell a product to Richard Branson? One of those three things has genuinely happened.
I can't imagine Natalie using the words pilot school, because I don't think that's what it's called, so I'm going to scrap that one. I reckon... Oh, the other two were possible though, aren't they? I put far too much thought into this. We should do content, really. But I think that Natalie may well have sold something to Richard Branson.
Natalie, which one of those is true?
Correct, Rob.
Yes!
Get in.
Though I'm really honored that you thought two of those three could be true.
You could have like bumped into Nicki Minaj at some party or something and been like, hey, this will be hilarious for my friends, sing into this thing.
Maybe. But not.
I got it right. I rarely get that right, by the way.
Yeah, so that's true. You rarely get it. You rarely get it right. So we were going to talk to you about, you did a really amazing and successful Black Friday, Cyber Monday offer last year. And we thought it'd be really interesting to unpack what you did with that. So do you want to sort of give us the sort of heads up of the broad strokes of what the offer was, just so we've got a bit of context?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it because I feel like there's so many of these holiday moments throughout the year and there's so many ways to capitalize on it. And I think this strategy specifically, you can really rinse and repeat with a very low lift. It doesn't need to be seen as a big launch. So My main focus in my business is my membership, and we have different levels to it. So at the minute, you can only join the membership annually. So it's $997 per year. That's the only way that you can join. And what we did for Black Friday, Cyber Monday was we opened up the doors for people to join monthly. So they were able to get in at the $97 mark. Or if they were already inside the membership, we give them 50% off an annual upgrade. And then if they were already in and they were already an annual member, we gave them a chance to buy an additional bundle. So it was a very segmented offer. We wanted to think about our audience, not in terms of just this big audience, but in terms of we have non-members, we have monthly members, and we have annual members. How do we do something that really targets each one of them in a way that would make them feel really seen and supported?
I love this. Do you know what I like about this? I think a lot of people think of having a Cyber Monday, a Black Friday offer. Instead, I love the fact that you went, we've got three macro segments of the list. How do we make sure we convert from all three of them with this special offer? And also, can I just confirm, like, for the first two bunches of people where you were like basically offering upgrades, that was obviously nothing new for you to create. To create the bundle for people who were already on that level, did you have to create anything new?
No, it was already content that existed that we pulled together because we knew it would have been relevant in a bundle.
I just want to put a button on that, because there's one really important thing we see people do a lot with Black Friday weekend type sales, is that they'll basically take their main offer, like their room offer, in your case, the membership, and they'll take that and they'll do some special deal on it. They'll offer it to their subscribers who are not members yet. And basically what they're doing is, at the most profitable potential weekend of the year, they're ignoring the most profitable segment of their list. So just the fact that it's a really, really, really important lesson to pull from this for anyone listening, is to take it and figure out whether it's done exactly this way, but figure out something that you can sell to the people who are already the customers or the members of your main thing, because they are your most profitable customers. They are the people who are going to pay you the most per head. And so I think it's really important you don't kind of like rule them out as people. Well, they've already bought what I've got, so I'm just going to offer this to everyone else. So that's really great.
Love that. I love that. So do you want to get into how you did it? So what was the sort of format of the campaign?
Yeah. So one of the biggest ways that we market is from the front end is on social media. We do reels normally on Instagram, and we plug in ManyChat. So people comment a word based on whatever we share in the reel, and then they get put into a sequence in the DMs. So it's very similar to an email sequence. If anyone listening hasn't heard of it, it's very similar to the way you would set up an email sequence, but instead of it being an email, it's in people's DMs, where your open rate is over 90%. It's really, really high. And so what we did specifically for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, is we combined a ManyChat strategy with an email marketing strategy. Now, I haven't told you guys this, but I've been keeping it a little secret.
Time we speak to you, you're like, I haven't told you this until the camera's on, and you like drop something. So here we go.
I know. I just like to keep things interesting. I never want you to know what you're going to get. So yeah, kept this very, very quiet. So last year in my business, it was kind of like turning a ship. I was restructuring the entire company. As you guys know, I bought my business partner out, and I basically restructured our entire offer suite, everything. And one thing I had in my mind as I was going through the year was, I want to do things that feel really easy and fun, because this year has been a lot. And I don't know about you guys, but going into holiday promos when you've already been working really hard, it can feel like, I don't want to do another thing. And so I put this idea to my team. I said, okay, how can we make this the biggest and most fun mini launch of the year? Like, let's throw some ideas around. And one idea that came to us was, what if we used an email sequence that was already written for us? Something we've never, ever done before. We rinse and repeat our own email sequences, but we never use templates. It never occurred to me. And I so love what you guys do. And I decided I was going to use your Black Friday, Cyber Monday template. Thought, why not? Let's give it a shot, because if it works, this is a really cool thing that I can tell them and I can tell my audience about, because I know for a lot of people, copywriting and writing emails can be really overwhelming. So that's what I did. And I'll get into the nitty gritty, but it was freaking phenomenal and it was so incredibly successful. So thank you guys for that. So getting into the nitty gritty of what I did, all of this for me started on social media. Like I said, this is generally my top of funnel. Yes, I have my email list, but my top of funnel is my social media. And so I started creating some hype reels for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Now, a hype reel is a reel that generally speaks to your audience that are already interested. I'm not trying to go out to a cold audience and saying something's coming, because no one gives a shit. If they don't know who you are, they don't give a shit. But I wanted to really target my warm audience, who I knew would kind of have an awareness about my offer, because I didn't want to start 4-6 weeks out telling people what my offer was or is. So I started creating these trailers saying something's coming for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, get on the waitlist. And people would comment waitlist on my posts, and then I would pop up in their DMs and I just asked a simple question. Let me know your status. I'm a member. I'm an annual member, I'm a monthly member, I'm not a member. And they just selected whichever one they were. Then I asked for their email address and I said, great, keep your eyes peeled, something is coming. So then what I did inside of ManyChat was I created three segments. I had non-members, monthly members, and annual members. And my team went away and scheduled all of the posts that they would get sent on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It took everyone about 2 hours to do that whole thing, done. So all I had to do was get people on the waitlist, and I knew come Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, I was making sales in the DMs. Then what I also did was I created segments in my email list based on the people I was gathering from the waitlist and my larger email list as a whole. And so what I did was I took your guys' template and I plugged in all of my copy. Now, something that was really cool that you suggest in your templates is having a Black Friday, Cyber Monday specific page where there's a video explaining firstly what's coming and then explaining what it is. That's something that I generally never did before. I would have these longer pages and kind of a flash promo, but we did a specific page for Black Friday, Cyber Monday this time. We plugged in the templates and it was incredibly successful. So when it came to Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, I actually didn't really do much. So I had created this one post to go out on the Friday saying, this is the offer. And I deleted it and reposted it every day from Friday to Monday because I really was just taking the time off. I wanted to be with my family this time of year in America. You know, we have Thanksgiving and it's just a very, very much a family time. And I wanted, one thing that I share with my audience a lot is I really believe that you get to have a really successful business and be really present in the things you love outside of work. And I wanted to test it and it worked. It was really, really successful. So just to recap, a reel that was posting to a waitlist that we kept going, segmenting people in ManyChat with automated messages that went to them, and then plugging into your templates on email. And that was it. Easiest Black Friday we've ever done. And I made the same amount of money that I did make in a previous Black Friday, Cyber Monday launch when I went to town. However, this time it was recurring revenue. Last time it wasn't. So to me, that feels like even more of a success. And I probably spent 1/10 of the amount of time on it. So big thank you to you guys. The templates are absolutely incredible. If someone's listening and is not in the course, they're crazy. They're incredible. And ManyChat. If you use social media, I think ManyChat is an absolute non-negotiable.
I love it. Just to sort of recap on it, let's talk about like the timelining of this. So at what point did the post go up for the waiting list the first time? Like when was the very first time somebody could engage with the ManyChat bot?
2 weeks before.
Okay.
2 weeks before. So the post goes up saying, hey, do you want to know what we've got going on? We've got something special. Very curiosity. And what I really like about this is making the decision, and I think one of the things we often do in our businesses with our marketing, with our email marketing, with all types of marketing and all types of business stuff is just not making decisions. And I think that's when we really get held back. And the decision you made to say, I'm not really going to do anything to inform people what the offer is. I'm not going to teach people what the offer is. There's going to be no content to tee people up for the offer. This is just for people who are offer aware, like in one of the lowest stages of awareness, and say that's not what Black Friday is about. And I think a huge mistake people try and make is during the noisiest, most overwhelming, I mean, it's the highest email send day of the year. It's not the time to try and educate somebody on anything. It's a grab. It's a, I've got this thing, do you want it? And if they don't know what it is, they're moving on to the thing they do know what it is. So you just decided, well, we know this. So no offer education, pretty much. You know, you had to like give them the highlights, but there was no long webinar, long VSL, nothing like that. And just go for those people. So we get the post up, we get the people. So I think that's amazing. I just want to put a button on that. Like, if we're doing a thing that's fast, keep the momentum of fast, and anything that's going to slow it down, an application form, a long VSL, anything like that, during a flash sale of any description, whether it's a whether it's the Cyber Monday or another event that you create, and we can maybe talk about that in a moment, about manufacturing these events, because it doesn't have to just be Black Friday, of course, then we want to make sure it is as a reflex reaction. Cool. So let's continue through that timeline. So we've got the post going up, getting the initial, hey, we've got something cool coming. It's did you hint at the fact it was to do with your membership, or did you not, or did you keep that pretty blind too?
Yeah, I hinted at it. And I did that for a couple of reasons. First, I wanted people to start doing their own research about what the membership is and whether they'd want to be in it. Second, I also wanted to say it because I knew there would be people on the fence about joining the membership. I didn't want them to join and then see this offer come up and realize, oh, I could have hopped in for a smaller amount. So I was sharing that. And so what I was doing timeline-wise, 2 weeks out, I created a reel. Now, my process of creating these hype reels is very, very simple. I don't like to put my face on them. I don't like to be the bottleneck. So inside of Canva, I create all of my reels. They're generally 5 to 10 seconds. I create them in a batch and then I pick the audio afterwards. And I specify that because for a lot of people listening who do social media, who are generally creating reels with trending audio, things like that, I know there's a misconception that you have to have the audio first, then the content. I move content first when I'm doing these kind of reels. And then on the day that I'm posting them, I go find my trending audio and I upload them. So I don't schedule them ahead of time. That's a big distinction. And that's a way that people are able to get reels up in a more timely fashion, but still have them hit those trending lists. So I created a batch of reels 2 weeks before. I started dropping them every other day. And then I was mentioning it very ad hoc on stories. I would do Q&As, and whenever I got questions around memberships, I would then drop a hint, make sure you're on the wait list. So I was creating this hype simply to the people who were already aware that they wanted to be in the membership. Again, I think it's a really important distinction because if you're going to launch a brand new product or a product that a lot of people don't know about, you probably need 2 months. You need to make someone really problem aware, then solution aware, then, you know, you present your offer. I knew I didn't want to do that. I made the decision. I want this to be fun and easy. And this felt like the easiest way to do it. And a second thing is, you know, I really wanted people jumping in there that were going to be retentive and that were excited to be there. And we're going to create a lot of excitement in the community over that weekend. So that's what we did. And then that was the 2 weeks prior. People would just hop into the waitlist at any point. And then on Black Friday, the morning of, that's when everything went out.
Can we talk about keeping those people warm? Because I think if you've got a 2 week window, you've got somebody who 14 days out, the excitable hyper responder, who's like your biggest fan, just can't wait to know what the next thing that you're releasing from your brand is. They jump in. Did you do anything to keep them warm between that day and the Black Friday? Or did you find that Black Friday was enough of an impetus anyway?
Yeah, I just kept sharing screenshots of testimonials. Almost every single day I was sharing a new screenshot or a new testimonial, and I would sometimes post a carousel of them. And so it was selling without selling. I was just putting it up saying, look what's going on inside of here. And I feel like that was enough to have people be really excited about it.
I love the thing about building up the hype about what it is, and for two reasons. One, I love the idea that people, and we don't make enough of this in our campaign, but we will now, about having people go and like do their own research on what the thing is and decide whether I'd want to be in this, because that's the thing I do. Thinking outside of the business space and outside of like digital courses and stuff, if I'm thinking about buying like a new desk or a new chair or a new like thing when Black Friday comes around, I definitely am prepared for the one that I'm going to be looking for when Black Friday comes. So I've gone and done all that research. So I like the idea of that. And secondly, it takes a thing that we do to like the nth degree. In this, where we like the email that goes out to our people like the day or two before Black Friday, it says it's in our campaign, but the hook of the email is basically don't buy anything from us today because Black Friday is tomorrow and there's a thing. And I like the fact that even in that 2 week period, if you build up all the excitement that the membership is going to be on your Black Friday sale, then obviously people will hold back from buying intentionally. Like for that 2 weeks, you might see sales dip, not completely, because some people won't see that content and they'll just go and buy, but like you will see a dip in sales. But I think it's a bit like, you know, revving up the engine ready to go so that when you take the break off on Black Friday, like the sales come flying in. I think it's really cool.
And what was the period of, so you opened the cart on Black Friday itself?
Yep, on Black Friday, and then we closed it probably Tuesday.
Right.
We were gonna close it on Monday, but you know, it's very hard to turn off a sales page that is working so well. So it was like midday Tuesday.
Okay, cool. That's nice. And what was the hype like from these excitable buyers when they got inside?
It was incredible. And the community, it felt like it just exploded with the best energy because they had this hype. Because normally when I go into a launch, you know, I'm promoting, I have my content that's making people problem aware, solution aware. I have a big conversion event like a webinar. Then we put people straight in. And yes, there's this huge hype, but then we're selling and it kind of dies down a little bit. This time round, we had this hype going for a couple of weeks. And then all weekend, people were jumping in. And so it felt like it just was extended even longer. So it was amazing to see. And I also believe people, because they were so excited, they were diving into the curriculum and actually consuming more than they would have just on any given day if they joined. Like they could see all the testimonials. They wanted to be in it.
Wow. I love that idea of using the fuel of energy that comes from the Black Friday, because people have got their, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was there. Rob and I were texting each other. Have you seen anything good we can buy? I've got my credit card in my hand. I want to buy, sell me something, somebody, please. You know, so we were like, man, have you seen anything good? No, I haven't seen anything good. Yeah. Have you seen, what's Natalie doing? Oh, she's doing this. It looks pretty good. The emails are really good. You know, that kind of thing. we're ready to buy. And do you know, I think the big opportunity with Black Friday, I was talking this the other day. Anybody who's not doing one of these events, because you think, oh, it's too crowded. You know, it's okay for Natalie. She's got a whopper of an audience. Here's my advice to anybody thinking that. Anybody who buys from you for the first time is 50% more likely to buy from you in the future. That's the data, right? That's just not from us. That's from the big people who know what they're talking about. Therefore, if you can use Black Friday, the fact that people have got their credit card in their hand, as the moment, as that time to stimulate a first-time buyer, then do it. You've got a sea of people with their credit card in their hand, texting each other, WhatsApping each other, saying, hey, have you seen something I can buy? And if that's the moment that causes them to buy and become your buyer for the first time, then let's do it. Let's take advantage. It doesn't matter how noisy you think it is. One of the things you're brilliant at, Natalie, is manufacturing these events. We don't have to wait till Black Friday. Everyone's thinking, well, flipping heck, it's the beginning of the year. Black Friday is a whole, you know, almost year away. Can we just share some of the things that you've done and that you plan on doing and you've seen work for not waiting until Black Friday?
Yeah, you can manufacture these throughout the entire year. And I really think you should. One thing we did, we were thinking about this time a couple of years ago was, okay, we have Valentine's Day, but what about for the single women who want to celebrate on the 13th with their friends? We did a buy one, get one free on your membership. So there's all these moments throughout the year where you can think about how is your ideal client feeling in this moment? And we knew for a big chunk of our community, they were seeing all the smushy Valentine's post going out and they're like, I'm single, I don't have anyone to celebrate with. And so we jumped in with, hey, let's, you know, we put all the independent woman quotes up and we were like, let's do this together. Why not focus on you and growing this year? And that was a really awesome moment. And we also create these moments throughout the year, just when we have a launch coming up, we'll put something out and we'll put a date there and there'll be a bit of mystique around it. And people think you need a huge audience to do this, but I think what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? If you never do, are you just waiting for this huge audience to start creating those moments around your brand? Or do you want to start those moments even with a small audience so that your audience gets used to excitement in your brand and new things coming out? We do them over the summer when, you know, people say a lot of sales in our industry slow over the summer. We make a really big moment of it. We created a brand new newsletter just for the summer and we got people really excited about a Boss Babe Summer School. And we just think throughout the whole year, how can we make things fun? How can we make things different, exciting? Because the industry that we're in, there's a lot of the same, the same, the same. And often the same does work. But I think if you can differentiate a little bit between that performance marketing with some really fun brand marketing, that's how you will create an audience of buyers that learn to buy from you on these exciting manufactured holidays.
Yeah, I love it. I love the idea of leaning into just looking at what is it? Okay, it doesn't necessarily fit for us to do Valentine's Day. Can you do celebrating the independent woman? I think just having that it's a really good thing that they do in improv comedy. If you're going to ever see an improvisation show, it's a game of opposites. You know, like, everyone's doing this. What's the exact opposite of that? And how do we do that as one of the creative techniques that we can use to stand out during that time? If you're a little bit worried that it is a little bit more of the same of the same of the same.
Yeah, for sure. I love this idea of being able to, especially when everyone else is doing one particular thing, if you can cut through the noise and do the, as Kennedy said, do the opposite of that, that's really, really powerful. So this is awesome. Let's recap. We're going to do an Instagram or social post in order to build up hype, driving people to a ManyChat bot, which I've been playing with recently, and I love it. The technology is really great. Ask them some simple questions so that you can segment them into whether they're a customer or not and what degree of customer they are. And then off the back of that, route them through different offers that are relevant to them and going to be useful to them. And then at the same time, follow up with email with them and the rest of your list too. I think it's, again, segmented. And I love the fact that you said all the right words. You know, like, I took I worked less than I normally would over that weekend, did a tenth of the work and still got, you know, same results, technically better results. That's what we love to hear.
Is there any part of that we've missed out that you think is not clear?
No, I think it's really clear. And I would just reiterate one thing you said about there is a lot of noise. It's the biggest email send day of the year. We partnered it with ManyChat because, yes, some people are discovering ManyChat. It's still very early. And I know, because I'm on a lot of people's ManyChat lists, that the DMs were not filled on Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So we were able to target them in their email inbox and in their social media inbox. And, you know, on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we're really hoping to get those good email open rates. But I was guaranteeing myself, you know, 99% open rates in the DMs as well. And so I think that's just a really great differentiation. If you are thinking about your promos this year on a time where there might be a lot of noise, just think differently. Think, how could I circumvent the noise to make sure people see what I've got going on?
I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. Absolutely amazing. If someone, for everybody who's listening and is thinking, I want to know more about what Natalie's up to, what Boss Babe have got going on, what's the best places for folks to check you out?
Well, we have a podcast called the Boss Babe Podcast. That is definitely the best place to dive in and find out more, where we share a lot of the freedom-based business method. And then we also have a membership at bossbabe.com.
Awesome stuff, bossbabe.com. Thank you so much. This was absolutely amazing. I can't believe, I'm just like, wow, that's just absolutely, absolutely amazing. As ever, we always get good when we have a conversation. Wow. Okay. We are going to transition into this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Rob, what have you got for us?
This one had, one of the things we talk about quite a lot is that when you email every day and you email about the same thing, and it's very clearly the same call to action to the same thing, you will see a sort of a dip in click-through rate. But when people do click, they're clicking with massive intent, and that the conversions are really super good. But this one subject line, we sent out an email and it got a whole, it wasn't particularly different to most of the emails we sent, except that it got a massively higher click-through rate, probably boosted by like double what we would normally get. Anyway, the subject line was, send these to your list in brackets 10 the number 10 10 emails full stop. So we're being really, really hyper specific about take this thing, whatever's inside this email that they now want to know about, and send these specific 10 emails to your email list. And again, it like doubled our click-through rate from a normal email on a normal day-to-day basis that would send normal stuff.
And the reason that worked, I think, is because it's saying the thing that's inside of this very email, not the thing I'm going to link you to, the thing that's inside this email is valuable, it's fast to implement, and you're being specific. It's not like, it's just send these emails. Like, there's 10 of them. There's a real picture of wanting to drive, to drive that click and open, and then get the clicks through as well. Amazing. That's this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Amazing. Well, thank you again to Natalie Ellis from Boss Babe for sharing what she did on her amazing Black Friday, Cyber Monday campaign. Thank you, Natalie, for being on the show and taking the time. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. And remember, if you haven't already gone and check out Natalie's Boss Babe podcast, honestly phenomenal. I consider myself a bit of a Boss Babe myself because I listen every single week. And I think Rob does too. So amazing stuff. Cool. We're back on the show next week. So thanks again for listening to the entire thing. Really appreciate you. If you haven't already, make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player, because we'll be back next week with another bloody beautiful episode. I promise you. See you then.
Bye.